For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano. The pandemic's economic toll has left many in the Mountain West struggling to feed their families. In fact, two states in our region are at the top of an undesirable list, with some of the nation's highest rates of child food insecurity. Nevada is tied with Louisiana at number one. New Mexico ranks third. Emily Engelhard is the director of research at the nonprofit Feeding America. It published the data on food insecurity in the fall. She says the story has two parts.
One is that we're seeing the areas that historically have had the highest levels of food insecurity continue to have the highest levels of food insecurity.
Especially, she says, people of color. And the second part of that story is the tourism and service industries have been disproportionately affected, and those industries employ more people of color. All across our region, food banks have become an increasingly critical source of food for families.
Hi, is this Stephanie?
Yeah, hey.
Okay, this is Marian Budinsky, and I'm handing the phone to Big Bill, who comes here with his son to pick up food once in a while, okay?
Mary Ann runs the Poverty Resistance Food Pantry in Casper, Wyoming. The phone is getting bounced around as people wait to receive food.
Hello?
Hi, Big Bill.
How are you?
On the good days, there's veggies, fruits, and even hamburger meat up for grabs. But William Sells, or Big Bill, as they call him, says other days aren't so lucky.
Sometimes you get the onions. And I guarantee you, I've made onion soup many a times for dinner. And my little boy loves it. Because he'll grab my hand and say, I'm just thankful you're here.
In Nevada, Jocelyn Landtrip says they've seen hundreds of new faces of recently unemployed families at the Northern Nevada Food Bank. But Landtrip says the new faces added to an already long list of people in need.
Our low-income neighbors had not recovered from the recession. We had a significant issue with people who were working full-time jobs and still couldn't pay their bills. What we saw was higher rents, higher expenses, incomes not really matching those expenses in our area.
What the pandemic is doing well, sadly, is exposing communities who have always needed help. That includes communities that lack easy access to healthy foods, like the Walker River Paiute Tribe in Nevada. Amber Torres is the tribal chairman. The reservation is a food desert, she explains. The nearest grocery store is nearly 30 miles away. The nearest Costco is 2 hours away in Reno.
Access is a huge barrier for us here on the reservation.
When the pandemic first hit, the state supplied food boxes to those in need on the reservation, but eventually that giveaway stopped. So the tribe turned to the local tribal council and the Nevada Food Bank.
To get our own food pantry established here on the reservation, because we definitely know the pandemic isn't going away.
But that's not all. The reservation was able to tap into federal funds to invest in another sustainable project.
We put some of our CARES funding into a food sovereignty program, you know, where we planted in the hoop houses where we would be able to vegetate throughout the year.
Hoop houses are outdoor gardens. It's one new source of fresh fruits and vegetables on the reservation, growing everything from apples to cucumbers and peppers. Torres said she immediately saw the impact of both the new food pantry and the local garden.
We saw that there was a true need across the board, you know, even with these families that have two income homes, you know, it was still something that was supplemental and really helped their family as well, you know, especially because, you know, you could go shopping for a small time frame that runs out during the week, you know, and then I don't want to put it like this, but you're SOL.
The reservation is also stepping up its game by working with other community groups like the local Boys and Girls Club. They're helping them identify families with children so that the kids can get snacks when the families are visiting the reservation's new food pantry. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Serrano.